Simon Harris, got extra responsibilities last weekend. He's now the acting Minister for Justice while Helen is on maternity leave. He will continue in his higher education, research, innovation and science role. But yesterday he was in Rathkeel and he said, abhorrent and utterly unacceptable and will not be tolerated by An Garda Síochána Síochána. Those were his comments and he pledged that action will be taken against the violence. Welcome to the programme, Simon.
Good morning, Ivan.
So, what is that action that you're promising?
So the action is very much underway. I was very pleased to have an opportunity yesterday to visit Rathkeel, to meet with Gardaí on the ground and also to meet with community leaders. And I wanted to be there, firstly, to be briefed by the investigating team, and secondly, and most importantly, to stand with the community, because there's a lot of fine, proud people living in a proud town. And the wanton criminality that they saw in their town in the previous hours is not reflective of Rathkeel. So I wanted to be there. What I can tell you is there's an extremely active investigation underway. The Gardaí are taking this extraordinarily seriously in trying to bring people to justice. And there's a lot of work going on in that regard as we speak. There are additional resources gone into Rathkeel already. The armed support unit is on the ground. There are very high profile checkpoints, high visibility patrols. The public order unit is also available, and also additional guard of resourcing in terms of overtime or the likes as required. These are matters for the commissioner, but any resource required will be provided. But what I can absolutely tell you and your listeners is that the investigation has been taken extraordinarily seriously. And I know a lot of people, and I've heard a lot of people, particularly people kind of in the Dublin bubble, perhaps say, Asher, doesn't this stuff happen in Rathkeel every year? What I want to tell you is the level of wanton criminality that was seen in Rathkeel in recent days is not comparable to what has been seen in previous years. And like I say, it has been taken extraordinary. There's no part of this country that is above the law, nor is there anyone in this country who is above the law.
Okay, and that's all fair. And I think it was great that you were down there to see it firsthand. And you will have seen large vehicles rammed and destroyed, yeah. Machetes left on the ground. And I was listening yesterday to Pat on the programme with the local journalist David Raleigh. And the backstory to this was that there was some new gang had emerged and there was other rival gangs. I think what people want, Simon, are arrests.
I think that's exactly what they want, and I think that's what members of An Garda Síochána want too. Now, I am curtailed in my new role from providing a running commentary on ongoing active investigations, but I can absolutely assure you, and I think you can take from what I'm saying, that bringing people to justice and applying the full rigours of the law of the land to what happened in Rathkeel is the number one priority in the minds of the local Gardaí. They're being supported by everybody and anybody required across law enforcement agencies. And I also think, and I heard this very clearly yesterday, Ivan, and indeed David was there when I was there, I heard this very clearly when I met community leaders last night, including representatives of the travelling community locally. I think people want to break a cycle. While what I have said is absolutely true, that the scale of what we saw this week is at a new level. I don't think it comes as any secret or surprise that there have been ongoing issues in Rathkeel at certain times of the year that do require now an interagency approach and every arm of the state coming together to once and for all break that cycle. So there's the immediate, right now, keeping people safe over the Christmas period, bringing those who committed the wanton criminality to justice. But then there is that cycle that needs to be broken. And I can assure you, government is absolutely determined in that regard.
You said every organ of the state. Gardaí are really stretched all over the country. Is there a case for introducing special measures like the army?
I don't think that's required, and certainly that's not what I heard from the Gardaí. I mean, I do think what is required is that we, in general, by the way, is that we really continue to ramp up Garda recruitment. And my colleague, Minister McIntyre, has really put plans in place that will see 200 new recruits every 11 weeks going into the Garda College from the new year. We've seen a very significant investment as recently as last week in purchasing, I think it's 122 more Garda vehicles between now and the end of the year. But I do also think, and you'll be aware of this, I mean, it's important that all parts of the organisation play their role in this. And I know the Criminal Assets Bureau is very active across the country. It's also active in Limerick. And each division, each Garda division, has what we call divisional asset profilers. And in Limerick, that number has increased from 14 last summer to 22 this summer. So be very clear that there's a lot going on here to try and break a cycle that must be broken. I mean, I talked to mothers in Rathkeel yesterday, you know, who don't want to be explaining this to their children every Christmas, where this horrific, despicable incident happened in recent days was right beside playing pitches. I mean, I think people need to get this. Like, thankfully, we didn't see the loss of life in Rathkeel. Such was the level of criminality in recent days, and that is the way in which we will approach this situation.
Now, your ministerial colleague, the local TD for Fianna Fáil, Niall Collins, called for exclusion orders to be imposed by the courts on people involved in the violence. I'm not actually sure myself what an exclusion order is and how it would work. What's your reaction to that?
Well, look, I spoke to Minister Collins, and indeed Minister O'Donovan, my two government colleagues, were with me in Limerick yesterday. I mean, I'm reluctant as the Minister for Justice to comment on any decisions courts may or may not make in the future. But I think the first priority here, there's two priorities here. First priority is trying to bring people to justice who committed criminal acts on the people of Rathkeel in their proud community in recent days. And then to make sure that high visibility Garda policing keeps the people of Rathkeel safe this Christmas period. And then the third piece, once we move beyond the immediate, is cracking down on a cycle that we see from time to time, at particular times of the year, in this proud community. And I heard that frustration last night from the community. They are just so sick and tired of what they now see as an annual occurrence of criminality, antisocial behaviour, assaults and the likes in their town. And that's not acceptable in any part of this country. It's not acceptable in Rathkeel, and it won't be tolerated by the Gardaí nor the government. We will support them in every way. I'm conscious there's a joint policing committee. Councillor Teskey chairs that. The joint policing committee meeting Friday. That's the structure where the local authority, councillors, the Gardaí come together. I've given a commitment in January to engage with any output from that meeting. And that's exactly what we'll do.
Okay. Tell Simon the problem is that it is tolerated year after year in Rathkeel, says one texter. Okay, and we await developments with the Gardaí. While I have you, we've never actually had maternity leave before Helen McEntee's situation. Just tell me, in terms of your 6 months in justice, is it on autopilot? Are there priorities? How does it actually work?
Oh no, let's be clear, I'm not here to water the plants or check the post. I'm here to continue the excellent work of my colleague and friend, Minister McEntee. I'm so delighted for her and her husband with the arrival of their new baby boy. I think it is so superb that we now have and proper order and about time that actually politicians in this country can take maternity leave. And I thank my colleague for the leadership she's shown in that regard. The Taoiseach couldn't have been clearer when he appointed me on Saturday to do this job for the next number of months, that it's to do this job in the full capacity with all of the functions that go with that. And what I will be doing, and indeed a meeting with the Commissioner this week, meeting with him and his team in Garda headquarters later today, meeting with senior officials in the department throughout the week, what I will be doing is continuing to build on the momentum that Helen has started. We have a very, very active programme of legislation in the new year. I want to get some things over the line around making sure that we take a much stronger line on sex trafficking in this country, that we have stalking and non-fatal strangulation as a standalone criminal offence, that we increase, in fact, double the maximum sentence for assault causing harm in this country from 5 years to 10 years. We need to get much tougher on some of these sentencing, and Helen and I have a shared programme of work in relation to that that we'll be taking forward. I want to make sure guards in this country get body cams. We're outliers in relation to this, and the safety of the men and women of An Garda Síochána who put themselves in harm's way has to be a priority. And I want to make sure that the Garda Commissioner has all the support that he needs around an efficient recruitment campaign so we can get our numbers to where they need to be. And also, very crucially, rolling out the community policing model so that no matter where you live in this country, you have a community guard, you can log onto the website, you can find out their name and their number and how to contact them. And we get back to that model of decent community policing where people know the name of the local guard, they know how to contact them. And that is how so many issues in this country get solved at that local level and at that early stage. So it's going to be a busy number of months.
Okay, and while you're doing that, how do you respond to Frank Jones? He was speaking to the Journal. He's the General Secretary of the Irish Federation of University Teachers. You'll be familiar with him. And he said that, you know, he welcomed your reappointment, but he said that the education department that you were in and are in needs its full attention, and that there are really serious problems with postdoctoral researchers and junior academics on short-term and low contracts, and and he cited many problems. What about the fact that, you know, your higher education role could get neglected?
No, it certainly won't. And I don't think anyone thinks that Tánaiste is going, he who has two departments, is going to neglect one. Micheál Martin is going to be an excellent Minister for Foreign Affairs and Minister for Defence. That's two departments. It'd be a brave person who'd say Heather Humphreys neglects any of her departments. She's the Minister for Social Protection and the Minister for Rural and Community Affairs. You know, it's not unusual for a government minister to have two departments. But I am very clear. I'm very clear as Minister for Justice that there is no more important role than keeping the people of this country safe and the security of our state. So obviously I will take those duties extraordinarily seriously. I'm very lucky. I can't announce the names of my ministers of state because that's going to happen at Cabinet shortly, but I have had an excellent Minister of State in my Department of Further and Higher Education, Niall Collins. Whoever my Minister of State is, and maybe it'll be Niall, I don't know, they'll obviously assist me in the workload there, and we'll have an excellent Minister of State in the Department of Justice too. But it's not unusual, Ivan, for one minister to have two departments. In fact, it's kind of been a regular occurrence over the last number of governments, and we'll work hard. I'm used to working hard during my time in health and COVID pandemics and the like, so hard work is not a stranger to me.
Now, speaking of that cabinet meeting at 1 o'clock, today's papers are full of the fact that for the first time, and you'll be aware that there was a Supreme Court case about cabinet confidentiality in years gone by, you're all being asked to leave your iPads, your phones at the door, as you would as if you're checking into an airport scanning machine. What's that about?
So firstly, it's not the first time, in fact. I was a little bemused to hear it being referenced as the first time on a number of occasions this morning and yesterday. I was a member of the Endicenny government, and there was a wooden structure with a little pigeonhole with the name of every minister, and on a very regular basis you'd leave your mobile phone in that entrance area to the cabinet room before coming into cabinet. And the now Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, has decided to reintroduce that practice. He's been very clear that it's on the basis of security. We obviously don't comment on security matters, other than to say this is the norm, I believe, in many European countries, and it has been in the past a practice in Ireland, and to me it sounds like an entirely sensible decision.
But if the Sunday Independent reports over the years are to be believed, it's aimed at leaking of sensitive cabinet material, and your name has been mentioned in that regard. Do you think it's about you, Simon?
No, I think it's about the security of the state, Ivan. I mean, you're around politics long enough, or certainly were, to know that from time to time scurrilous accusations can get thrown at you by political opponents, and I tend not to waste much time or energy or thought on them. No, this is about security. The government statement is very clear in that regard. And like I say, it's also not the first time. It is a common sense security measure.
Okay, finally then, just on the reshuffle. Reshuffles are used by prime ministers all over the world to add impetus and a freshness to government. You know, I thought, like, no one was dropped. It all seemed very cautious, minimalist. I mean, you're going to move into a new phase, which is 2020, FGFF, come together, happy days. Now you're moving into the challenge of the 25-24 elections, local, European, and general election, and the challenge posed by Sinn Féin in the polls. Do you think that this is the kind of fresh, dynamic team that can take it to the Shinners or not?
I think this is exactly the team that can. It's not just about taking it to the Shinners, it's about delivering for Ireland. And of course our political opponents will suggest that experience and longevity is a negative. I don't think it is. I'm slightly again amused by this question from time to time, because I've never heard anybody say in any other walk of life, God, Ivan, you're around a long time, maybe you're in the media too long. You wouldn't say it. You'd actually say, God, you're a very experienced broadcaster.
I say it myself.
Well, you might say it, but I wouldn't be that brave. I mean, the reality is longevity and experience is actually a good thing. Particularly at a time of massive economic and global uncertainty. They tried that whole change thing in Britain relatively recently, and I don't think it took very long to crash the pound. I mean, the reality of the situation is you have a team now led by the override Gar Taoiseach, which has taken the country through Brexit, through avoiding a hard border, through COVID, and now through a cost of living crisis with a major €11 billion budget of support, and also through the responding to the humanitarian crisis and the incredible work being done by my colleague Minister Roderick O'Gorman on that. This is about delivery. I don't think people can be surprised that there weren't massive changes last week. It was very heavily trailed. I think it would have been a surprise were there, because I think the sense, and it's not for me to speak for party leaders, but I think the sense was that momentum could be lost. in terms of delivery of the programme for government. We've key areas, key priorities, key challenges that we have to make progress on, including housing and health, and we're all acutely aware of that, and that's the body of work we'll be really taking forward in the weeks, months and years ahead.
All right, my thanks indeed to Simon Harris, of course Fine Gael Wicklow TD, as well as Minister for Justice, Further Education, Innovation and Science, and a whole lot more. Thank you for joining us on The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.